Hey guys, good morning. Welcome to part one of Foster Valley. And I'm Nicholas Baker, your host. And you're listening to the Prayer Chair. And God has put a lot of things in my heart this morning. I'd like to read from the book of 1 John chapter 2. And it talks about children and how to be a childlike person. Having a childlike faith. And how to come to the Father like a child. But I'm going to read different passages this morning from the book of 1 John. To the book of Matthew, to the book of Mark. And what Jesus says about being a child. And also I'm going to be talking about what John says about having a childlike faith. Paul says it too. Paul says it a lot of times in his letters. In the epistles. The epistles talk about children. The gospel talk about children. But we have to focus on what Jesus wants us to focus on the most. Even the Old Testament talks about kids as well. But I want to read you a passage from the Gospel of 1 John and what John is saying through Jesus. Well, let's put it this way. John has a vision from Jesus talking about having a childlike faith. He's talking about a child of God, a boy, a young boy, becoming from a boy to a young man. When I was a boy, at the time, I was like, man, I can't wait to be a young man. Because when boys become from boys to young men. You're not a little boy anymore. You are a grown man through Jesus. But Jesus sees you as a boy. A little boy. Now that you are a grown man. Because you become from a boy to a man doesn't mean that you are not still a boy in the eyes of Jesus. I'm still a boy in the eyes of Jesus. I'm not a boy who's ready to climb into daddy's lap and tell him how much I love him. And I spent a lot of time in prayer. Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time in prayer. And we should. We should be in prayer. We should be in prayer for the children. We should be in prayer for the families. We should be in prayer for the widows. We should be in prayer no matter what is going on in the world today. It doesn't matter. But all we have to focus on is the children. We have to focus on the orphans and widows. That is the mission of Foster Valley. And why Foster Valley is so important. Now that I'm doing a series called Foster Valley. But we have to focus on what is important for us to become foster parents. How to become a person, a man of God. Now that we see a young woman with a child, a single mom, who is lost, we have to minister to that young woman. We have to minister to that young lady. We have to remove her fears. She is so fearful of failing. She is. She's so fearful of failing. What is fear? False evidence appearing real. That's what fear is. False evidence appears real. And we do not realize it. Tomorrow's Halloween. Tomorrow's Halloween. You don't see fear in children on Halloween day or Halloween night? Yes, children have fear. What are they afraid of? They're afraid of monsters. That's what they're afraid of. That's what they're afraid of. They are fearful. They are fearful of monsters. If they see a demon, a person in a demon costume, that child's fearful. That's why I do not like Halloween that much. Last night, we had the Boy Scouts here. And those children, my heart was breaking. My heart was breaking for those children. Seeing them in costumes, I was praying for them. Jesus, lay hands on that child. Lay hands on that child. Lay hands on that child. Bless that child. Bless this child. Bless that child. Bless this child. They do not know what Halloween is. They don't know the history of it. They don't. They don't know the history of Halloween. And I'm going to read that this morning. In my closure, I'm going to read a scripture on evil. Let's open up in prayer this morning before I start reading the scriptures. Father, I thank you. I thank you for those who are listening to the podcast. Thank you for giving me the message to share with them on Foster the Valley. Father, just use this time, this moment, to use this Foster the Valley series to encourage the people to put their focus on children. Father, just give these young people a mindset of what to be prepared for when it's time to be a foster parent, becoming foster families, and what flags are up ahead. Father, the enemy is focused on children. He is ready to attack them. There are children being starved to death. left and right. They're in captivity, wearing costumes. Wearing costumes. My heart was breaking for those children last night, Father. Watching them wear their Halloween costumes, old Hallows Eve costumes, my heart was breaking for them. Because they do not understand what is attached to those costumes. Father, just put a message on my heart this morning as I shared your message on children and the message of Foster the Valley. The message that Dave does not have yet. I just want that message for my sermons this morning to be used with Dave. Well, by Dave. And that Dave could share my sermons, my message of Foster the Valley, and why I'm doing this series, Father, for the next 4 weeks. Father, just bless the children this morning. I thank you. And I praise you forever and ever. It's in his name. Amen. Well, let's turn to your Bibles and to the passage of the Gospel of 1 John and what he's saying about children. I want to start off in verse 13, I'm going to work my way down. Verse 13 says, I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you know the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you know him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God lives in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father. It is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of their eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. I'm going to stop there for a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, listen to me carefully. These parents are putting lust in the eyes of their children. Their biological families are putting lust in their eyes, in their hearts. Not just the parents, but they do it themselves. When they age out of the foster care system, they have lust. They have anger. They have hate. We have to share Jesus with them to remove the fear, remove the hatred. We have to remove everything that the child has in them. And every foster child that I see in this building, every week, every Tuesday night, every Sunday morning, these foster children walk through our doors every day with fear in them. Fear. False evidence appearing real. That's what fear stands for. And these children have fear. Every time they come into the Christian Center with fear in their eyes, fear in their hearts, oh man, I say, Jesus, touch that child. Remove that fear. Remove the fear from their hearts. Use Matt and Jill. Use Dave. Use Jane. Use Paul to remove that fear from the child. And I pray every day. I pray for the ministry. That's the purpose of Fostered Valley, is to remove the fear. The fear that these children have. Do not love the world. Verse 17 says, the world and its distress and desires pass away. And whoever does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, when even now many Antichrists have come, this is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they have belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But their going showed that none of them belong to us. And I'm going to stop there. The Antichrist is working in children. The Antichrist is working in the side of the children. Lying to these children. Saying, oh, nobody cares about you. You're not loved. God doesn't care about you. You have sinned. God's not going to forgive you. You betrayed your parents. You disobeyed your parents. God's not going to love you anymore. He's not going to forgive you. That's what the Antichrist is telling them. Jesus does not care about you. That is a lie. Jesus does care about them. Jesus does. The lies that they have heard in the past from other non-Christian foster families. That's what I'm calling out to the church this morning through this podcast, to remove the lies that they have heard from other people. Oh, nobody cares about you. Who cares? But God cares. God sees an orphan. And he makes the orphan his own. He doesn't leave the fatherless. He's the father of the fatherless. He's the father of the orphans. That's what the orphans need to hear. That's what the children need to hear, is the truth that somebody loves them. Just because they don't have a father here on earth, they have a father in heaven. I'm going to say it again. Just because they don't have a father here on earth doesn't mean they don't have a father in heaven. They do have a father in heaven. They do. They have a father in heaven who loves them as an earthly father does. The same way as the earthly father does. But his love is different than the earthly father's. His thoughts are not our thoughts. His thoughts are different than ours. Our hearts are different than his. Our focus on children is different than his. But he gives us that vision of children. Let's go to Mark's Gospel this morning. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10. Chapter 10 of Mark's Gospel. It is important to understand what Jesus wants us to do. And why Jesus told his disciples to leave children alone as he laid hands on them. Mark's Gospel. Chapter 10, verse 13. It says, people were bringing little children to Jesus for him to place his hands on them. But the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he said to them, let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Truly, I tell you, anyone who will receive the kingdom of God like a little child will never enter it. Jesus is saying that we have to have a childlike faith to come into the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. The disciples were arguing who's the greatest. Oh, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. No, I'm the greatest. Jesus got upset with them. Jesus got up and washed their feet because they were fighting. Jesus didn't blow up on them. Jesus stayed calm. Not that he was upset with them, but he stayed calm. What would he do? Would he blow up on them and say, forget about it? Forget about you? No, he did not even say that. The prosperity preacher said that he blew up on the disciples. No, he did not blow up on them. All he did was he got up from the dinner table and he washed their feet. That's all he did. He did not even say a word to them. These preachers say he said a word to them at that supper. No, he did not say a word to them. Did not say a word. He did not say a word. And that's my biggest downfall. When I see my family argue who's the greatest in the Father's eyes. Should it be like Jesus? Yeah, it should be like Jesus. Do I? Am I? No. Why? Because I blow up on him. I blow up on him. What should I do? It should be like Jesus. Get up. Grab a bucket of water, wash their feet. That's what I should do. Should pray over them. Should I get upset with them? I should pray over them. Let's go to the book of John as well. Actually, I don't have time to read John, but I want to read Matthew. going to close with this. Matthew 18. I'm going to read a couple verses about children. Chapter 18 of Matthew. Starting at verse 1. It says, at that time, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? He called a little child to him and placed the child among them. And he said, truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. And I'm gonna stop there. We have to. Jesus put the child in the midst of them. We had to do the same thing in our churches. We had to take a child out from a crowd, put him in the midst of us. We should do it. It would be cool if we could do it here at the gathering. Take one of our children. Take a child out of the midst of our circle in the gathering Sunday morning and put them in wait next to us. And tell them. That Dave has put a child in the midst of him. And her name is Destiny. When Dave had her come up to sing one of my favorite songs, I Built My Life. And when she sang that song, I Built My Life, I teared up. Every time I hear that song on the radio, or the worship team is singing that song, I cry like a baby thinking of her. I do. I cry like a baby. That's the reason why I do. Because I love that girl. That girl has changed my life. That girl has reminded me who I truly am. Not no such grouchy old man. A man who's mean and nasty towards people. Mean and nasty towards people. A man who's judging people. Let that little girl. Oh, that little girl reminds me not to judge. Because God's the judge. God is the judge. That little girl reminds me of that. Every time I see Destiny, I see Jesus. I feel the love of Jesus in that young girl, in that young lady. That little girl. Who so loves Jesus. Reminds me I need to love like Jesus does. love like Jesus does. Not just Destiny, Mia too. Mia reminds me I need to stop being angry. I need to stop judging people. I need to stop making, I need to let Jesus be Jesus. Mia and Destiny just reminds me of that. They don't have to say a word to me. They don't. They just have to look at me. And Jesus tells me, talks to my heart through those girls, saying, hey, are those children jealous of other people? Are those children jealous? Are those children jealous of another girl for talking to their future boyfriends or talk to their best friend? Are they jealous of that? Do those children pick fights with their families, their step siblings or siblings or cousins? Do they always pick fight with their families like you do? And Jesus says, Nick, you had to be like those children. You need to stop being angry. Stop being jealous. Stop picking fights with people. And I have to remind myself, I have time to see those children that come here to the Christian Center, that I have to be like them. I have to be like them. Be like children. Be like a child. Be like a child. Let's close in prayer. Father, I thank you. I thank you for Destiny and Nate and Mia, Nick, Noel, Robin, Olivia, Amber. Thank you for those kids. Thank you for Faith, Luke, Gabriel, Gracie. Thank you for them. Thank you, Jesus, for those children that walk in here to this building. Thank you for changing my life. Thank you for reminding me, Jesus, that I need to be like them. That I need to not be angry. I shouldn't be jealous. I shouldn't be hateful. I shouldn't be judgmental. Father, you put those children in my life to bring me to the cross, to show me the cross. That's what I know about those children, Father. They remind me that I need to think of Jesus more. I need to think of Jesus more than myself. Stop being fearful. Father, I thank you for the Sheridan boys. Every time Bill brings those boys in here, they have a smile on their face. They have that warm welcome in their hearts. And that makes me feel good inside. To see those boys that walk in here every Sunday. And I love that. Those boys bring cheer to my heart. My heart leaps every time those kids come in here. Jake, William, Mason. Those boys are amazing. Those boys inspire me to be like them. I'm guilty, Father. I'm guilty for not having a childlike faith. I'm guilty of jealousy. I'm guilty of anger. I'm guilty of hatred. Help me be like those children, Father. Help me be like them. Encourage me to be like those boys that come in here. Use the boys in Trail Life to minister to me. Not me to minister to them, but for them to minister to me. Put one boy in my midst tonight, Father. Put a boy in my midst tonight. To speak life into my heart. Speak life. Doesn't matter what boy it is. Just put a boy into my midst. So that I can see difference in my life. One boy. Just one boy. Choose one boy from Trail Life. To remind me who I truly am. In you. And I thank you, Jesus. And I praise you forever and ever. It's in his name. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you are here in the Port Jervis, Deer Park area, please come on by. Come Tuesday night for dinner. 6 o'clock is dinner. And I could share my testimony on how Fawcett Valley has trained my life and how God has called me to be a member of Fawcett Valley. We're going to continue for the rest of the month. I got to take a break in a couple weeks from the series. And I'm going to continue when I get back on the 25th. That Tuesday, we're going to continue the Fawcett Valley series. And God bless you.